Yeah, I wanted to just add one point to that Gemara in Erechin, Adav Dalet, which is that according to Rashi, the whole Gemara revolves around the question of Zimun. Right? Now, as the Havamina was, that since it's a Kapara, it's a Maisa Kapara, so therefore it doesn't lend itself to the institution of Zimun. Kamash Malan, that you could have a Zimun even by, even there, okay? Right? In other words, the Gemara's question is, do you go by the nature of the Maisa? That's the only way you evaluate whether or not you could have a Zimun. So a Maisa whose essence is Kapara, Maisa Kapara, doesn't lend itself to Zimun. The Maskana is that no, there's another factor here, another feature, which is the character of Svia, which is an affect in the Gavra. And insofar as that affect, it is possible that there is a tziruf between the parties. Right. But Rashi does not learn that the Gemara was ever talking about Birkas HaMazon itself. Because insofar as Birkas HaMazon is concerned, that's like a question, the same thing of like a bracha rishona, bracha achrona, is just simply a question whether or not you're a nana. Whether or not, you know, it's asa la'adam lehanas me'abolam azeh b'lo bracha. Right? And kol anena b'olam azeh b'lo bracha kilu mol, or kilu gazal. Like the Gemara says in Andaf Lamed Hey in Brachas. If that's just a question of simply a physical hanah, a benefit of achila. So that's why the Gemara never had that question. I don't care if even in the Havamin it's construed as a maisa kapara. That's all very nice. But nevertheless, you're still having hanah sachila. And insofar as you're having hanah sachila, so that's machayev in a bracha rishana and bracha achrona. Just like, I don't care why, if you're drinking, let's say, orange juice, soda, in order to swallow a pill. So it's very true that, I mean, if I had to construe the activity logically, it's an act of taking a pill. But nevertheless, you're being nene from a mashke, from a drink, whether it's orange juice or soda, so you chayev in a bracha. You chayev in a bracha. It makes no difference what the how you would characterize the performance or what the motive is, what the objective is. You're a nene. So a nene is chayev in a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. So that's why the Gemara never ever discussed, you know, that's not in play in the Gemara in Erechin. That's davar pashut, that you chayev in that. The question is Zimun, because Zimun is based on a different kind of a framework, namely a tziruf and a certain social idea between people. So that's why the Gemara discusses the issue of Zimun. I just wanted to clarify that point. Yeah, water is the only exception, because water is, of course, I mean, of a different nature. Water is of a different nature. And water is based on whether or not you have a thirst, that you're looking to drink it because of a thirst. That's when water has its, that's when water is defined as being a nene from the mashke of water. But if a guy just drinks water in order to be able to swallow the pill, he's not a nene from the water at all. That's not considered hanas shtias mayim. It could be because water is, you know, has no caloric value, has no energy value. It's a different kind of a thing. That's also a Gemara. There's a Gemara like that. But the Gemara says that, right, water is an exception, I think, with salt. But anyhow, that's the halacha. But the halacha is that water, you're only chayiv in a bracha of shahakol if you're drinking it for thirst. Like if a guy was in a water drinking contest, and he really wasn't thirsty, he's just shoving water down his throat for a contest, he wouldn't make a bracha. Whereas soda and orange juice, he would. It'd be a different story. Because he's a nana. You know, doesn't mean thirst doesn't mean you're dying of thirst. I would say the normal person, when he takes a drink, he's holding a water bottle, whatever, and he takes a drink, it's really because there's some signal going on in his body that says it's time to drink. That's thirst. That's what thirst means. There's a need of the body. But if a guy just says, like, you know, I drank 40 ounces today, I'm supposed to drink 80, now I'm going to down 40 more, just like that, yeah, chanami, that would be, he wouldn't make a bracha in that case. But, you know, let's remember, halacha is formulated for normal people. Not for the craziness of today. Normal people. The way normal people act.